Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today, we'll be discussing Team Children. And from Team Children is the founder and president, Robert Toporek. Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Robert, give our audience a background on what Team Children is, how it was started, and how you got involved with it.
Well, it's a strange, it's a strange story, but I spent 2 years in Vietnam. The second year I was there, I ran a refugee village. And we built schools, we built a playground, we created a health center. And every Wednesday we would have doctors coming out to the health center. And I would play with the kids while the people were seeing doctors. So I've had an interest in babies and children since then. And one thing has led to another. And there's a program in Chestnut Hill called the Institute for the Achievement of Human Potential. And they have a course, a one-week course, called How to Give Your Baby Encyclopedic Knowledge. So I got fascinated with their work. And when my son was born, we started doing all the things that you could do to advance his neurological and physical development. And by the time he was maybe two, he could count to 100 in English and Spanish. He could count to 100 in English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. And then he could read hundreds of words. He could identify lots of flashcards like presidents and primates and stuff like that. And by the time he was maybe three, he was literally proficient on a computer.
Wow.
And I have videos. If nobody believes me, it's possible. I have videos of him playing Reader Rabbit, Math Rabbit, Language Express. And he, every one of the language company games, he went all the way up to that. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. And I kind of do some body work. And I decided to take my work to one of the worst drug neighborhoods in Philadelphia called the Badlands of North Philadelphia. And it was one of the worst drug neighborhoods. There were more drug dealers and drug addicts walking around the street than there were people living there. And one thing led to another. We cleaned up the neighborhood. We built a playground. And we started distributing books and art supplies. And I came up with this brilliant idea that we're going to bring computers to these kids. And so a bunch of my clients were in the computer field, and I shared that with them. And they said, well, I can get you a computer. And little by little, we distributed 50 computers in that neighborhood. Every family in that that one block got a computer. So then I ran into my son's mother, and my ex-wife was having some medical problems, and I had to put the whole thing on hold for a while. And then she passed away. I came up with this. I was driving down the highway one day. I was sort of somewhat broke and working out of my two-bedroom apartment, King of Prussia. And I was taking my son to school, and I decided I need a bigger problem. So I'm like driving around, what would be a bigger problem? Okay, I know. I'm going to give out 2,000 computers by the year 2000. So a normal person would create a budget, they'd get a plan, they would raise money, they would, you know, and I said, we had about 50 or 60 computers left. I said, I need a building. So I made 40 phone calls. I got one yes, 39 no's. The 39 no's did not matter. And a guy named Ed Brooks from Pittsburgh had a place in Jeffersonville, and he donated a building. And we moved in, and we started working. A friend of mine worked for QVC, and he started getting QVC to literally donate computers by the truckload.
Wow.
Pallets of computers. And little by little, by the year 2000, we had distributed 2,000 computers. We started getting news stories. We were on this show one time, we were on some other shows, and people would find out about us. And I came up with a plan that would make it work, which was we would charge a fee for the computer. We'd ask the people to write a letter about why they needed a computer so that we could document what we're doing. And then when they picked up their computer, we'd ask them to volunteer if we needed any help. And by the year 2000, we distributed 2,000 computers.
That's fantastic. And how has it grown since then?
It's all done by almost all volunteers. We've had really no real staff. Every once in a while, we have a little bit of money. We can hire somebody. And we've now distributed over 25,000 computers.
That's amazing.
And
amazing.
We've distributed computers to people all over the region. We have computers in Ukraine in an orphanage. We have computers in Africa. We've distributed computers all over the country. For a small fee, about $35, we'll ship a computer to anywhere anybody needs one. And we we had a big building in Audubon, and that closed. They sold the building. We had to move to a smaller location, so now we're concentrating on laptops.
So that's all you're doing now, are laptops?
All we do is laptops now. And companies donate laptops, individuals donate laptops. SEI has been one of our biggest contributors. Wawa has donated laptops. SAP has donated laptops. Sanofi Aventis have donated laptops. I think I'm probably leaving out a couple, but a bunch of companies have donated like massive amounts of laptops.
How much time is put into getting these computers up and running to share?
Takes about 40 minutes. We used to do it the hard way.
Right.
And I have a new volunteer who's been around me for about 10 years. I said, there's got to be a better way of doing this. So he came up with a way of putting everything we want to put on a computer. So we put an operating system, we put an office program, we put learning programs on there, and we put learning links on there. And he did it so that we just have a USB stick, stick it in there, wipe off the hard drive so that everything is gone, replace it with our image, and voila, takes about 45 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes.
Are they all PC? Are they Mac and PC?
Mostly PCs.
Okay.
Yes. We don't get very many Macs.
No. I guess they're a lot harder to clear. Clear the hard drive, right?
Not really. It's just that I'm not a Mac person, and and so we don't get very many Macs. I have one kid that he's a Mac guy, and he's really great at wiping off Macs, but when we get them.
That's pretty good. So are you ever to see the fruits of your labor when you distribute these computers and see how well they're being put to use?
A guy came in today to get his wife's laptop fixed. She got computers from us for over 10 years. Her daughter went to high school and college on our laptops.
Wow.
I had kids who, they lived in Norristown one time, and their father did not really speak English. How he found me, I don't know, but he brought his three sons over. They volunteered all the way through elementary school, high school, and college. And they all are gainfully employed, married with kids. And so that's one. And then we get letters from people all the time thanking us for the computer and telling us how they're helping them.
The success stories are, must be plentiful, right?
They're great letters. Yeah. I'm getting ready to put together, from my lips and God's ears, I'll get this done by the end of March. It's called Letters from the Digital Divide. So we have four categories. One is letters from students who volunteered. So it's going to be called Student Letters from the Digital Divide. We're going to call organizational letters. So we've given helped lots of organizations who've gotten computers. Then we have recipient letters from the Digital Divide. And then one of the things, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and so I came up with this idea that we would help veterans get laptops for $100. We'll ship it anywhere in the country for $35. And so we've helped lots of veterans. So we have letters from veterans, letters from the Digital Divide. And it's going to be a published book.
And oh, wow.
The letters are just awesome. I mean, we know people, we say we like one-page great letters. Sometimes people write two or three pages, and they're great letters, and they just tell us about their family, what their problems are, blah, blah, blah. There's a woman yesterday who lives in Lansdale. She's disabled. Her husband's disabled. They're living on Social Security. They don't have a car. They don't have very much money, and her computer broke. And somebody lent her the money to catch a bus, and she came all the way out, and we fixed her laptop for her. Well, the woman is really intelligent, and she's trying to get a job, and she's also going to school. And I forgot what happened to her. Oh, her computer died, and she couldn't get it to recharge. And she just, silly, she didn't have it plugged in right. So we plugged it in. We got it running for her, and I bought her a ride home with an Uber, because it took her three buses in 3 hours to get from Lansdale to our office.
Wow.
She was going to walk She got dropped off at the bus station in King of Prussia, and she texted me. She said, I'm going to walk to your office. And it just so happened to have a little bit of free time, and I was on my way back. I said, you're not going to make it to my office walking. It's probably about 5 miles.
Wow.
And so I went and picked her up, and she was just really happy, and she stayed. And we're getting ready to send some information to all the United States senators, all the governors. I'm getting the word out as much as I can. And so she stayed around. She hand-addressed all these envelopes, which was pretty awesome.
And your office is located here in King of Prussia?
We're right in King of Prussia, right close to the Valley Forge Towers.
Very good. Yeah, because I remember in the past, you were
in Audubon.
Audubon, yes.
The landlord theoretically sold the building. It was theoretically going to be torn down 2 years ago. It's still there. So anyway, we moved to a new place. And I'll tell you, another woman came in today just to say hello, because I haven't seen her in a while. And I haven't seen her son. And her son was really tall kid, African-American, and he was in the Asperger syndrome. And so we worked with him, and he got himself into Penn State Berks.
Wow, that's
awesome. He's graduating next year. Norristown School District told his mom he wasn't college material. He's graduating with a 3.6 GPA.
Wow.
And so that's one thing. And then we've mentored over 500 teenagers, high school students, et cetera, et cetera. And one of them, he's been volunteering since he was like 10 years old. He's graduating high school soon. And I was asking him, where does he want to go to college? And so he really wanted to go to Drexel or MIT. So I wrote a letter to both schools, and I wrote a letter to the president and sent him a package of information about what we're doing, and he got accepted to Drexel. So he's waiting to see if he gets an MIT. If he gets an MIT, he's going to go there instead of Drexel. But my letter from MIT came back, so they didn't get they get my message. And then the Pathway School is also in Audubon. Mm. And the Pathway School deals with kids who are developmentally challenged. And they all need job skills. And so they come in every Monday and Wednesdays. And they address envelopes, they sort things out, they plug computers in and turn them on and test them out. So that's a really rewarding part of what we're doing, because the kids learn how to get skills that teach them how to communicate, how to do things in the right way, et cetera, et cetera.
At any one time, what's the number of children that you are involved with? Does it range?
Ranges from newborn babies to older people.
Wow.
I was telling you a story recently. A woman from Philadelphia, she was one time incarcerated for 6 years.
Right.
When she got out of jail, she created a program called Why Not Prosper. She's more accomplished in many ways than I am. She's like written 6 books and done this and done that. Just got a small grant from the Anti-Violence Project in Philadelphia. And so she came and she got 50 laptops from us at a very reduced price.
Nice.
And she took those laptops and she went and visited a couple of schools, Mastery Charter School and I think Wagner Elementary School. And she gave them talks about how to live a life that makes a difference. And she gave every one of those kids a laptop. And then they had to sign a pledge that says that they aren't going to do anything. They'll never touch a gun. They know anything about domestic violence, so they'll let people know. And so I've got pictures and letters from all of those kids. So we're reaching a lot of people.
You are. Do you currently speak at schools?
I have not spoken to a school in a long time.
Really?
Is that if any school wants me to?
Right. Is that something you plan on doing?
I love to talk. Yes. So
yes,
it's something I want to do. And since I'm a Vietnam veteran, and this is one of the first African Americans, one of my inspirations for this is the first African-American to get the Medal of Honor in the Vietnam War happened to be in my squad. And he sacrificed his life to save 4 other people. And I helped carry my other
journal. Wow.
And his citation reads beyond the call of duty. So one day I was asking myself the question, I think I'd done some pretty great things in life, but I said, what am I doing that's beyond the call of duty? And so that's where I came up with this idea.
It's been growing ever since.
It's growing ever since and still growing.
Yes.
And one of my plans is right now, since I'm going to be 78 soon, which I'm hard to Looking back, it's like, where did that time
go? Where'd it go, right? Yeah, it's like, time flies when you're having fun.
How did I get there?
Right.
And so it's important. We're working on raising $250,000. The idea is to fully fund and fully staff the program and turn it over to a new generation.
Yeah, because I remember you wanted to have 2,000 laptops by the year 2000.
Right.
So now you have a goal for the future.
That's right.
That's fantastic. It's really good. So with these computers, are you reaching out to other companies to try to get as much as you can to share?
Every day. Every day we reach out to another company. And some of the companies, we haven't gotten any computers from a bunch of other companies lately. So I recently just taken, we don't have a real staff at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So besides doing my real job in life, I also am working on a couple books, and I'm a little bit behind in all the paperwork, but every day we're reaching out to find more people, more companies. So if anybody's listening and you have a company and you want to get rid of your laptops and instead of sending them to the graveyard, you can send them. It's one man's trash is another person's treasure. And so we help all the people we can. And the more laptops we get, the more people we can help.
How about volunteers? Are you always looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for teenagers.
Okay.
Teenagers, senior citizens, anybody. If you have we want graphic designers, we need a bookkeeper, we need somebody who knows how to do video editing. Anybody that has any skill we can use.
That's fantastic. So you do have a game plan now for the future.
We do have a game plan for the future. Keep it going and actually have it deepen and expand. So one of the things would be really great is to have some people and enough money to follow up on the people that we've given computers to actually find out how many of them went to college, how many got a job, how many did this, whatever.
And you'll document that, I guess.
And we can put it up.
Almost like a brag book.
That's right. And then I was looking at somebody else's website that looks far better than ours. And I'm saying, if we need some money to upgrade our website and really tell our story.
I'm more curious about some of the companies that are helping you expand your vision. Is there one that seems to be always that you can lean on to get stuff that you need?
SCI in Oaks, almost every week, gives me anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 to 50 laptops. We used to get them from SAP, but I haven't been able to reach back out to them. We used to be able to get them from Wawa, but we haven't reached out to them again. Santa Fe has moved, but I'm reaching out to every company we can find. One things that we're concentrating on is making a difference in people's education. So every computer is loaded with incredible learning links and some learning programs. And a couple years ago, we had some teenagers. I had the bright idea, there's a website called greatschools.org, and you can look up the educational statistics of any school district, any school, anywhere in the country. So we had these teenagers put together the elementary school statistics for every elementary school and every state capital. Every elementary school.
Wow.
And every state capital. We can tell you how many schools there were, what the test scores were, and we also have the test scores for every school district in this region. Montgomery, Bucks, Delaware, Philadelphia, we have those statistics. So, and they're terrible. And what's terrible is that there's a place in Chestnut Hill that teaches parents how to teach babies how to read. So if you can do that, and we have software on our computers, and we're getting ready to upgrade our image so that we have even more programs. And so my goal is to actually have a documented impact on some school somewhere with our programs that demonstrate how we're helping kids learn.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the laptops. That's what you're dealing with now. Like if you gave me a laptop, what would I expect to see on it?
You would expect to see a whole bunch of, I worked in a preschool one time, and I did some great things. And one of the things I did was something called Fun Facts. Do you know what do you know anything about cockroaches?
I just know they're a bug.
So we have a whole folder that says Fun Facts. And then we have a whole folder that says books. So we have books about Archimedes. Do you know anything about Archimedes? I didn't know anything about Archimedes. He's like the father of mathematics, right, or something like, yep, that. So there's a little book about Archimedes, and there's a whole bunch of other books about other things. And then we have a bunch of PowerPoints, and kids can just, with the click of a mouse, learn anything you want about a whole wide range of different things. And then we put a link to something called Khan Academy. And then there's a thing called Fact Monster, which most of you, I didn't know it existed. Somebody came in and we started talking, and she said, "You do ever see this website? It's called Fact Monster. And you can click on it and you can learn anything you want at any age."
Wow.
You go up, get up to a PhD. And the same thing with Khan Academy. So there's no reason why we're failing in this country educationally when you can put those things on a laptop or a computer.
Right.
So that's one of the goals, is to expand that whole idea and to promote what we're doing and how we're doing it. So it's more important than the computer, than the laptop, is what's on it and what the information is.
Yeah, I love the message that you're sending. I'm more curious at how do you get it out to the masses so people can get involved?
Every way I can.
Okay.
Shows like this, newspaper stories, TV shows, whatever way I can get it out, I'm working on doing that. I belong to a number of chamber of commerces. I go to events all the time, and so I'm always hustling. On Monday, there's a thing called the Pennsylvania Press Club. Once a month, they have somebody really important give a talk, and I have become a sponsor of the program, and so I can go there and pass out my information. So I went there Monday. Malcolm Kenyatta, who's in the State House of Representatives, I've known for a while, and he's also vice chairman of the Democratic Party. So I got to go there, met him, I met his person, and so I'm working on getting his office to support what we're doing. And we just put together all the state legislators, the state senators, U.S. senators, so you name it, I'm going for it.
Yeah, so you have to get that word out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you start.
And we need some more volunteers to come and help us do those things like that.
Now, if someone watching this program wanted to volunteer, how would they go about doing so?
Well, they would call our phone number. My cell phone number is 484-744-1868. Our website is teamchildren.org. It's getting ready to be revamped, but it's still good. And they can email me at teamchildren@teamchildren.com.
Is Team Children, is it considered a 501?
We're a 501c3 nonprofit, yes.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So the charity end of it is reaching to all over the world now.
All over the world now, yes.
Yes.
And it started with one neighborhood, one family. The first family we gave a computer to, I'm still in touch with.
Right.
They have six kids. Their youngest son stayed in the house because the neighborhood was not a safe place to go play. Worked on the computer with the learning programs we gave him, and he graduated Millersville University.
See that?
One of the first kids in that neighborhood to go to college.
So you do have some very good success stories.
We have some great success stories, yes.
Yeah. That was the first person, right? The
first person. We're still in touch with him. He's got a great job.
Wow. Do people that that benefited from this come back and give back?
Not as much as I want them to.
Oh, okay.
But that's just another project to work on, yes.
Yeah, because you think they'd be very thankful for the opportunity.
That's right. Well, they tell other people, and that's how one other way that we spread the word.
Right. That's very good. So you're talking about upgrading the website. What are some of the plans?
I want to put these statistics on there. I want to add some more programs. We have a bunch of PowerPoints that aren't on there now, and I'm creating a whole bucket of PowerPoints and flashcards that people can use, and whatever will enhance their education.
That's very good. So as we wind down the program, someone watching this program, they want to get involved with Team Children. Once again, how would they go about doing so?
Just call me on my cell phone at 484-744-1868. Or email us at teamchildren@teamchildren.com, or go to our website, teamchildren.org.
Thank you. Well, Robert, I'd like to thank you for being our guest here today. Robert Toporek, he is the founder and president of Team Children. From all of us here at UMGA Television, we'd like to thank you for watching.